I managed to get a few substantive changes in. We were just supposed to rearrange the deck chairs on a Titanic, but we actually did manage to avoid a couple of icebergs along the way, too. So this bill wound up, and last year, after a couple of years of trying, the Missouri General Assembly finally adopts the biggest bill they've ever even considered, a 1,000-page monster bill. And many of them were worried that they didn't know everything that was in this bill. But I think, in fact, most of them knew about the marijuana changes. And so among those changes adopted by the Missouri General Assembly, well over a two-thirds Republican-dominated Missouri General Assembly last year, were measures which reduced the penalties for sale of marijuana by one-third. I mean, that's not where we want to end up, but that's a step in the right direction. They reduced the penalties for marijuana cultivation by one-third in that same piece of legislation. They eliminated the possibility of jail for the possession of marijuana, small amounts, first offense, but nonetheless, really important step on the way to where we want to be. Now, in addition to those three changes, that same bill repealed, and this one I do take credit for, repealed a horrible vendor law, which basically said that if you have a third range of punishment of 10 to 30 years or life in prison. I don't know why there's no more than 30, but it's basically 10 to life for a third prior drug felonies. One man in our state is serving life without parole right now who's never been convicted of any crime in his life other than penny ante pot offenses. His third offense was to hold in his hands for mere moments a brick of marijuana. That was the offense. He didn't buy it. Well, it wasn't his, he wasn't there to buy it, but he was on video holding a brick. And that man, Jeff Mazansky, is now serving life without parole. We believe there's a good chance our governor will release Jeff Mazansky, and possibly within the next few weeks. So that is part of our work in the state of Missouri as well. I want to recognize we've got a good delegation from Missouri here this time. There's three of our guys right there back there. Ben and Adam and Tyler, and right there are Lorian and Spencer Pearson, from Missouri, all here to advance the cause on the national front here. And Ben did a great job of getting us appointments with legislators. And I want to say it is not too late to try to set some appointments for tomorrow. You can just walk in and you might get to talk to a staffer, but if you make some appointments, you might get to talk to a congressperson, like we talked to Senator Blunt this morning. We expect to talk to Senator McCaskill tomorrow. I saw her last time, and I've known Claire McCaskill since undergraduate days when we were student government, and when she sees me coming, she knows what the topic will be, and so I walk up to Claire at this fundraiser. I'm giving her a little money, of course, at the time, and say, Claire, you're doing a great job for us. We're all really proud of you, but we got to stop putting people in prison for pot. And she didn't skip a beat, didn't, you know, hesitate. Say, Dan, I know, I hear this from my sons every day. Says, we were on the bus. We were on the bus with Willie just a couple of months ago, and I told Willie that, and he said, boys, you keep it up. And so she wasn't committal. She didn't say, I'm going to vote to repeal pot prohibition, but she sure was signaling that she's open-minded. And when she did a town meeting tour through our state last year, and reporters asked her afterwards, did anything surprise you about what you heard? And she said, yep, I heard from a lot of people who think marijuana ought to be legal, and that surprised me. And so that's important. We made that happen. You know what I mean? That wasn't just an accident. I wish it was spontaneous. It was a little bit, you know, but you can make that happen. You hear about a legislator doing a town hall meeting, it's easy just to make sure somebody is there who raises the issue. Like Eric said, a minute. You know, you're not there to make a speech. Just a minute, just to say, hey, I think it's important that our veterans have access to cannabis. Did you know that a Journal of the American Medical Association report showed that where medical marijuana is legal, death from opioid overdose is reduced from 20 to 33%. A lot of legislators don't know that. Senator Blunt's aide this morning said, hey, would you send that to me? And you bet I will. We'll get that to him. We had great success last year, and we didn't figure we could top last year, and we didn't this session, but progress continued. And we had at least two hemp bills filed. We had three medical marijuana bills filed. We had a bill to expand the CBD law that passed last year. And by the way, we did pass a CBD, a little baby step in the right direction law last year. But it wasn't an alternative to medical marijuana. It was the foundation for medical marijuana. Political change is almost always evolutionary. It is rarely revolutionary. Revolutions are rare, you know, for good reason. But political progress is almost always in small steps. And don't forget, I have to remind myself of this, but don't reject something because it's not as good as you want it to be. You know, keep in mind this isn't the end. We're not going to win everything we want at once, that there's another legislative session next year, and we build on the progress we made this year when that happens. We also passed a bill last year to repeal, after 19 years of trying, repealed the prohibition on food stamps for people who have a drug felony. Congress passed a law in 1996 that said that nobody can get food stamps ever if they've ever had a drug felony offense. But Congress said, like the law Eric mentioned, that states can opt out of it. I think they didn't think anybody would really do that. Well, 42 states have opted out, and Missouri became that 42nd state last year. They realized that, hey, thank you. They realized that, hey, there are millions of our tax dollars going to Washington, D.C. and not coming back to us because we haven't opted out? Well, it's time to opt out, and we did. This year, we came heartbreakingly close to passing a dramatic expansion of the CBD law to include not just epilepsy, but six or so other ailments and injuries, and to allow all doctors to recommend it, and to greatly expand the number of dispensaries. And that bill came just a hair's breadth from passing, as did a bill to legalize hemp cultivation in our state again. That issue has a lot of steam behind it. And in both cases, the only thing that kept them from passing in the final days was a major Lewinsky-type scandal that arose with the Speaker of the House in our state. Their text messages were pretty steamy, bodice-ripping type, text messages between the 19-year-old intern and the 49-year-old speaker. I mean, you know, think what you may of that relationship. And I'm disturbed about how the press got hold of these text messages more than what they said. But regardless of what you think about the issue, things ground to a halt. You know, not much legislating got done, and the speaker resigned within about 48 hours, and that's why we didn't get our CBD expansion bill. In the Senate, the Republicans made a high priority of a so-called right-to-work law bill, which became law, and or will if the governor signs it, which is not likely. But the point being that when the Republicans used their power to force an end to a debate on the right-to-work law, the Democrats responded by saying, fuck you, we're not passing anything from here on out, and nothing more passed after that point. So it wasn't our fault. No one could foresee those things. And sometimes, you know, sometimes shit happens, but most of the time you can see, and certainly in our case in 2015, we can see that we are operating in a new environment, and that the progress toward greater and more dramatic marijuana law reform is, I hate to say inevitable, because that sounds like we don't have to do anything. It's inevitable, but it'll be a lot quicker if we all work to make it happen. Thank you.